Hi, and welcome to Tuesday's MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And yesterday we were talking about big tractors and the even bigger prices of £175,000 plus for something in the 350 to 400 horsepower region. And even if you're wanting something more modest horse-wise, say 150 to 250, the price tags will still be in the £50 to £100,000 area. But what about livestock? Well, this last weekend we saw £126,000 paid for a limousine bull at Borderway Marts near Carlisle. The UK all breeds average was smashed and 25 bulls sold in excess of 10,000 guineas. But the star of the show, a bull called Fabio from breeder Glyn Vaughan of Dulcorslyn near Maconthlach in Wales, smashed the previous record by an eye-watering 20,000 guineas to top out at that 126,000 mark. Big prices as well at Stirling yesterday, with Simmental bulls on offer. A few on the go at the 8, 9, 10,000s area with our friends the Greens from Corsky and amongst the money there. But the champion, Isle of Ale Brilliant, sold to 18,000 guineas on the day. Today it's the turn of the Charolais, and no doubt some more big prices will be on the way as well. But for now, we're moving away from the show and sales rings and taking a look at that alternative enterprise that helps keep so many smaller farms solvent. And that's bed and breakfast. Here's Andy Woodward of Farmstay UK, who's trying to encourage more farmers to get involved with B&B.
Visit Britain published some figures recently that said that people who stay in the countryside have a higher satisfaction level than people who stay in cities. And it's very much of the moment. If you think of the television programming that we have, Country Files move to a Sunday night. We have programs like Great British Menu that are reflecting all the great things that are going on in the countryside. And people want to be a part of it. There's also a fascinating sector of the market which are being called the lost generation, who've never been on holiday in the UK. Their parents have taken them to Spanish beach resorts or Disney holidays, whatever it might happen to be, and they've never had the chance to come out and spend time enjoying the countryside, understanding where their food comes from, and letting all wash over them, as you might say.
Andy Woodward will be back in the Highlands again in March, trying to get more farmers involved in B&B, and will be following his efforts there. But in the meantime, why not take a look at their website, farmstay.co.uk. But for me, that's all for today. Back tomorrow with more MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.